What's up, family? It's your boy. I don't know why I said that. How y'all doing on this fine Wednesday afternoon? Today is Wednesday, April 16th. And actually, it's a day after my oldest son's birthday. That brother turned 30 yesterday. Sheesh, I'm getting old. Like, I'm really getting old. But anyway, so it's April 16th. And man, today has already been an amazing day. God has been revealing and get into it. So you saw the title of this particular episode. I think that King Uzziah just died. You know what I'm saying? I think King Uzziah just died. Now, if you understand scripture, you know what that means, right? It comes from Isaiah 6, first verse. Isaiah says, "It was in the year that King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord." Right. And that's the only part that I'm using. Right. Not that text is about what I'm saying, but I'm saying I can see God differently this day than I saw him yesterday. And the day before that, and the day before that. And I believe that this change is so vast. That is one of those kind of situations where I think King Uzziah just died. So let me tell you what I mean. So I'm starting to get the sense that life, well, let me say my life. I'm starting to get the sense that my life is not falling apart, but that I'm actually learning how to do life right. Right? So today, I decided today to work at embracing my reality instead of being upset about it. Right, I realize that where I am is exactly where I'm supposed to be based on the choices I've made, good or bad. And, you know, oftentimes I hear people say, you know, I don't have any regrets. And, you know, I don't have any regrets because the past has helped me become who I am today. Like all the things that happened to me in the past, I wouldn't change any of that because it helped me become who I am. And for me personally, I've never been able to have that kind of acceptance for myself. Like, I still have regrets right now. I haven't been the person to say, man, you know, I wouldn't change a thing about my past. Mm-mm, not me. But I was thinking, the reason that I still have regrets is because I'm in the middle of my own story. And at this point in the story, I'm being transformed. But the transforming process is painful, right? Previously, I did not see life this way. I thought that life was ending. I thought life was, you know, but I realized today, life is not falling apart. And the reason that I have regrets is because I'm in the middle of my story. Right? And like I said, I previously didn't see it that way. Life sucks today. And the reason it sucks is because of the choices I've made in ignorance. That's what I used to think. But now I believe the current pain is part of the process of me becoming Clifton. Yeah. Without a perspective that tells me God is pruning me, I don't believe it is possible for me to not have regrets. It's not possible for me to not have regrets based on the way I was looking at life. So I come to encourage you, right? If you still have regrets, it's probably because you haven't made it to the promised land yet, right? If you're in the wilderness, I feel like I'm in the wilderness, right? If you're in the wilderness, understand that the wilderness has never been the final destination in God's plans. And to be honest, I still can't see past my bad choices, right? The ones that I regret, I still can't see past them, right? I still can't see past my choices. And I still can't see, you know, one day this is going to make me say I wouldn't change a thing about my past because it made me who I am today. I can't see it. Right. But that's why I'm not walking by sight. Right. I'm walking by faith and I'm believing that my story isn't over. And I want to encourage you. If you're still living, obviously, if you hear me, you're still living. Right. But your story is not over. Now, here's the thing. We've never known the future since we've been on the planet. Right. So it is impossible that the way of life it's impossible that the way life is right now is the final destination. It's impossible for you to know that. You have no idea if this is the final destination. Right. But because I don't know the future, I get to choose which outcome I believe in. Right. I'm gonna say that part again. We've never known the future since we've been on the planet. Right. So then it's impossible to know that the way life is going right now is the final destination. Right. This could be the end. Right. It could be what it looked like. But because I don't know the future and because I get to choose which outcome I believe in, I'm choosing to believe this is not the end. Yeah. Me believing that this is not the end helps me have faith. Faith helps me then keep moving in a positive direction, which is all we can do. That's all you can do. Because I realize all I can do is all I can do. Y'all didn't hear what I'm saying, right? All I can do is all I can do. Outcomes are not my business. Mm-hmm. Outcomes are not my business. That's God's business. As a matter of fact, in chapter 16 of Proverbs, it's so interesting. Coincidentally, today is April 16th. I didn't do that on purpose. But in chapter 16 of Proverbs, it tells us three different times that outcomes, that's God's business. Well, verse 1 says, we can make our plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. That's the first verse, right? And then verse 9 says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. And then the last verse, you see this sandwich, the first, the middle, and the last. Then the last verse, 33, says, we may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. Yeah. So I want to encourage you to not put a period where God has put a comma. And, you know, it's crazy. I've heard that saying countless times. But I don't think I've ever truly digested it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never really digested it. But and by the way, that proves just because you hear something doesn't mean you accept it. And doesn't mean that. The reality is I could have never in my life imagined that my life would look the way it does right now. Y'all didn't hear. I couldn't have imagined. I could not have imagined that my life would look the way that it looked right now. Never. But I just realized that I used to say that statement differently. I used to say, I can't believe that my life has turned out this way. Right. You see the difference? I can't believe my life has turned out this way. That statement leaves no room for hope at all. It assumes that the past was preparation, and it was. But it also assumes that right now is all there is. Like, my life has come to this. That doesn't exude hope. I hope you understand how difficult it would be for you to change your life if you did not believe you could change your life. Do you know how difficult that would be? How many times have you went outside and tried to fly like an eagle? How many times you done that? Or how many times have you been late for work and then you get in your car and you're mad because your car won't fly like a helicopter? How many times you've been mad about that? Let me help you. Never. Do you know why? It's not because it's not possible. You think you've never thought that because it's not possible. That's not true. The reason you've never had those, the reason you've never tried to fly, and the reason you're not mad when you get in your car that it's not turned into a helicopter? It's because you believe it's not possible. It is true. Well, no, I would say it is true that it's not possible. You can't fly like an eagle, but I saw some stuff on the internet over in China. They got cars that can turn into helicopters or drones. Like, you know, I saw that. But my point is this. If your life is falling apart, what you believe about your situation will determine how you move. Yeah. If you believe this is it, you'll be hopeless. If you believe this is not the end, then you can have hope. And we know that hope is the expectation of something good. All right. So I'm in a place where I'm starting to understand pain differently. Right. I'm starting to understand pain differently. And even when I say that, my mind wants to say, sir, you're 53 and you're just now learning this. Right. So and what I'm saying is, even as I say that positive thing, there's a negative thought in my mind that wants to come up. But as the scripture just told me, 43, 53 or 63 outcomes belong to God. Right. If God needed me, watch this. If God needed me to get to this revelation earlier in my life, in order for me to be who he wants me to be, I would have gotten it earlier. Yeah. Did y'all hear that? Like if God needed me to get the revelation that I'm just getting at 53, if I needed it earlier to be who he wanted me to be, I would have gotten it. Now, I may not like it, but I trust it. Right? We humans are so smart and so ignorant at the same time. Yeah. When I think about where I am, I think I'm behind schedule. Right? I think if I had been wise, if I would have been wiser, then my children would be better off. Right? If I had known about my wounded inner child sooner, I could have been more emotionally whole a long time ago. That's what I think. But that's what the enemy uses to punish us. Right? Satan uses your faithless thinking to help you paint a picture of despair and hopelessness. But you don't know what you don't know. Right? Today, right now, I am truly, I'm not exaggerating, I am at the lowest point of my life. And I don't like it. Right? But being at the lowest point of my life, it doesn't feel like I'm at the lowest point of my life anymore. Why? Because I just decided today. I'll come back to that if I get a chance. Because I decided to believe God instead of my own understanding. All right? This is obviously the reason. This is an obvious reason why we need to decide to embrace Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. That's what the scripture says. Take it from me. If you choose to live your life in a way that contradicts this scripture, you are going to suffer. Yeah, I promise you will suffer. You're not smart enough. You're not smart enough. You're not cute enough, rich enough, funny enough, or whatever enough to be qualified to run your own life. Why? Because all you can see is right now. You can't change the past and you can't see the future, thereby disqualifying you to run your life. You can run your life, but you're going to run it into the ground. That's the only place you'll be able to run your life without God. That's what I believe, right? Now, to be clear, because I want y'all to understand, I'm still not in a place where I can say I don't regret anything about my past. I'm still not there, but I understand that I understand that I can't say that right now because of where I am. Right? I can't say I don't regret my past, but I also understand that the reason I can't say that is because of where I am right now. Right? Not I can't because it's not possible. By the way, let me just say that. I'm not saying that I can't say that because it's not possible. I mean, I can't because I haven't grown that far yet. But I no longer believe my life has turned out this way, right? But instead, I believe I am in the middle of my story, not the end. And you just may be in the same place, right? You don't know the future, but you can do things today that will help you have a better future. Now, will you have a better future? I don't know. But I know you won't have one if you stay a victim, right? You won't have a better future staying a victim, believing that life is happening to you instead of for you. Yeah, you're not going to get there. And so for me, I am truly, like, I am truly blown away by how unworried I am in light of what I'm going through. But to me, that's evidence that this isn't the end. Because I look at this giant pile of bad choices, I still have hope. And the fact that I still have hope tells me it ain't the end. I believe in the risen Savior. And if I believe in the empty tomb, this Sunday is Easter. If I'm going to believe in the empty tomb, because it can't get no worse than dead. If God can change that situation, he can change my situation. But guess what? If he doesn't, it's okay. Because I'm going to keep moving and working like he is. Over the last 18 months, I have truly felt hopeless. Like, I've felt hopeless, right? I have hope now, but over the last 18 months, I've felt hopeless. As a matter of fact, earlier this year, I got diagnosed with depression, right? I got diagnosed with depression. That shocked the hell out of me. Why? Because I have very strong beliefs about depression. I have strong beliefs about depression and, you know, just, I got strong beliefs about depression, but I could not deny that I was stuck. I wasn't visiting anymore. I was stuck in the sunken place. But I woke up this morning and I listened to Mel Robbins' podcast, right? And she has Charlamagne the God on her podcast. Now, I'm not a fan. I'll just be honest. I'm not a fan of Charlamagne on The Breakfast Club. But when he sits down and talk, it's usually good. And what I heard him say today, I was like, I think King Uzziah just died, right? That's literally what I thought when I heard Charlamagne talking. Listen, I hope this encourages you to not give up, right? I hope this encourages you to keep going and to trust God. I know it may be unusual to be... It may be unusual for me to be encouraging people to do what I'm doing as opposed to what I've done. But I mean, I'm 53. Like, y'all want me to wait till God is done before I share my journey? Some of y'all need this now. And so I'll leave you with this. If you're not dead, God is not done. Get out of your head and into his word so that you can know how to fight back when the enemy attacks. Be encouraged. I'll holla.